This episode of the Locked On Reds podcast is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the app today and join me this week on Friday at noon and get in on the action. Locker Room, changing the way that we talk sports.
You are Locked On Reds, your daily Cincinnati Reds podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Wow. What a night. What a reality-inducing, maybe truth serum kind of night. Is that? I think that's what we're going to roll with. Today is the truth serum edition of the Locked On Reds podcast. In fact, you're going to hear me get real. I am normally an optimist. By the way, welcome into the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Carr, super fan of the Reds. I'm addicted to the Reds. I love the Cincinnati Reds. And for those of you that have listened to the podcast in the past, you know how much of an optimist that I truly am when it comes to the Cincinnati Reds. Last night might have broke me. And that you're gonna hear what that sounds like here on today's podcast. I get real. It's a little bit of a different podcast for me, so I'm interested to hear your thoughts on the matter. You can leave a review on iTunes. You can also follow me on iTunes. You can follow me on the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY, or on Spotify. Pretty much wherever you get your podcast. You can also follow me on Twitter at Jeff Carr with 3 F's, and follow the show at Locked On Reds, and save the Locked On Reds line number into your phone at 513-549-0159. You can give me your reactions to the podcast as well on the Locked On Reds line. But today's a different flavor. You know, just know if you've been listening to the recent podcast, I've been glowingly positive and glowingly optimistic. We're getting real here today. Yeah, I'm going to need some help on that one. Wednesday night, not so good. Two losses. Obviously, the first loss was really more attributed to Tuesday night. But Wednesday was just rough. And what sucks is the game started off, and really for 8 innings, just looked exactly like what you wanted to see. Tyler Mahle was rolling. The Reds had already sewn up free pizza for everybody at that point. The pitching was phenomenal, and the hitting did just enough. That's what you look for. The balance to get the win. That don't give me like a specific run total or hit total or anything like that. So long as the Reds score more runs than the other team, we're good. We're good. And there's some kind of kryptonite or something that Terry Lavolo and the Arizona Diamondbacks have for the Reds this year. The Diamondbacks have 7 wins after those 2 wins tonight. 4 of them are against the Reds. They just have the magic code or something. I don't know what's going on. But the Reds were able to do enough against Merrill Kelly, a guy who up to this point had been rocked by everybody he faced. But that's okay. The Reds scored 3 runs. It was all right. They got enough. Tyler Mahle looked absolutely phenomenal. I'm very excited about the prospects of Tyler Mahle for the rest of 2021. He looks awesome. You know what I'm not excited about for the rest of 2021? The Reds. As a whole, after the first week, 10 days of the season, and you're going to say, Jeff, you shouldn't get so high and you shouldn't get so low, but after that first stretch, man, it was like, all right, let's go. Let's take it on. Let's take on the world here with this Reds team. They're going to be all right. And, man, the chinks in the armor here recently. Just the chinks in the armor shown against the Arizona Diamondbacks have been eye-opening. This team has no bullpen. Okay. I mean, you could look at friend of the podcast, Lucas Sims, and you can count on him. Sean Doolittle, I think, is to the point where you can count on him. TJ Antone, absolutely. He might be the best pitcher on the Reds team. And maybe Carson Fulmer? I don't know yet. He's not been pitching in a ton of high leverage situations. Maybe on tier two. All right, let's do this. Let's organize it into tiers. Tier one, guys you know you can count on right now. That's Lucas Sims, TJ Antone, and Sean Doolittle. Tier two, maybe you can count on him. That's Carson Fulmer. I'm even going to group CNL Perez in there. I don't think he was pitching that bad. I think it was weird that David Bell took him out. I think that, and we'll talk about that here in a minute, but I think it was weird that David Bell took him out there in the 10th inning. But I think CNL Perez goes up there. And boy, oh boy. I think that might be it for tier two. Tier three is just dart throws at this point, and that's pretty much everybody. Whoever's left in the bullpen, that's who I'm grouping into tier three of dart throws. Yeah, Jose De Leon had an amazing outing two appearances ago, but he looked really bad tonight. Could not hit the strike zone. It felt like no matter who the Diamondbacks ran up there in the 10th inning, they were a tough out. And normally you only ascribe that to the very best of hitters in the league. Make no mistake about it. The Arizona Diamondbacks are not loaded with the best hitters in the league. But the bullpen made them look that way. And shout out to Miller Thomas over at Locked On Diamondbacks. He did. He tried to tell me. We had a crossover before the Reds went out to Arizona. And he said, you know, I think the back end of that Reds bullpen is suspect. Hey, he's right. Hats off to him. I'm pretty sure he's going to let me know that on our locker room. I'm doing a locker room noon on Friday to wrap up this homestand and talk about it. And I'm sure he's going to jump on and feed me a plate of crow there because I deserve it. I was a lot more bullish on the Reds bullpen then. Not so much now. Don't think that the bullpen as currently constructed is going to get them very far. And maybe they can shuffle some guys around. They had Art Warren as the extra player. I'm sure he'll go back to Louisville. But there is the Louisville cavalry that they can call upon. Let's shuffle some guys around, see what we got. The biggest problem is the one guy that you counted on to be part of that closer by committee, you cannot give Amir Garrett a save opportunity in the near future. You just can't. And we're going to talk more about Amir Garrett here in just a minute. Before I get into that, though, I wanted to let you know that this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. I'll be hosting rooms for Locked On Reds once a week. This week happens to be on Friday at noon. Yes, you can finally join in on the conversation that you listen to here every day. Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about Major League Baseball and the Cincinnati Reds. You'll find fans just like you on Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and, of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You'll have a chance to chat with me, and might even have a chance to be featured on the Locked On Reds podcast through our Locker Room conversations. Be sure to join me this Friday at noon. I'll be hosting a room and I'll see you there. Go download the free Locker Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. Follow me at Jeff Carr with 3 F's to be notified when my room goes live. I know you won't want to miss it. I'm planning to be live this week, like I said, noon on Friday. I can't wait to hear everyone's thoughts on the Reds, and I'll see you there. Locker Room, changing the way that we talk sports. And did you know that when it comes to auto parts, chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers? RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they're reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible. Rather than charging prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do, RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com today to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts and tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet for your car. Whether it's your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your car or truck and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us section so that they know that I sent you from the Locked On Reds podcast. That's rockauto.com. And when you're checking out in the How'd You Hear About Us section, type in Locked On. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts that your car will ever need are at rockauto.com. This year, the Locked On Podcast Network is partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL Draft live. Get insight and analysis from Locked On local experts and the Draft Network's national experts. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page to watch live 3-day coverage of the NFL Draft on April 29th through May 1st. All right, where were we? Oh, yes, that's right. We're talking about Amir Garrett. You have to pitch him in a low leverage situation. He's got to get his control figured out. You always talk about the difference between command and control. Guys who don't have command may have control. Guys who don't have control don't have either. He doesn't have control right now. Tyler Stevenson was sitting up low and away. He'd throw it inside. Tyler Stevenson would set up inside. He'd throw it way out, way outside. Other batter's box. Just was not anywhere near the target. And I'm done with the swagger. I'm done with the personality. You got to earn that. If you look up Amir Garrett's ninth inning statistics, they are not good. And now you may say, well, it's small sample size. He's not pitched that much in the ninth inning in his career. But even in the small sample size, it looks bad. In just a smidge over 9 innings pitched total in the ninth inning. 16 appearances, by the way. He's given up 8 home runs. I don't know that that is the kind of small sample size that I want to see a larger portion of. Don't get me wrong, he could be a serviceable middle inning reliever. He has shown that he's a good setup man. But you talk to any pitcher, you talk to any relief pitcher, like off the record or something like that, maybe even on the record, depending on who you're talking to, they'll just tell you the ninth inning is different. And it is really different for Amir Garrett. The ninth inning is the moon to Amir Garrett right now. His mind just is not comprehending it. It's not making the connection of how to be good Amir Garrett and how to be good Amir Garrett in the ninth inning. He's got to figure that out. Because he has no options. It's not as if the Reds could send him down to AAA and have him figure out what it is that ails him and then bring him back. He's going to have to figure that out on the major league level. Because Lord knows if you try to put Amir Garrett on waivers, somebody's going to pick him up. But at the same token, he has to be good for the Reds to be good. Let's get that straight. I talked about that with Luis Castillo. Like, Luis Castillo's got to be the Luis Castillo that we all think he can be for the Reds to be what we think they can be. Same for Amir Garrett. Without him, the bullpen is a lot weaker. Don't get me wrong, Lucas Sims is a good relief pitcher. And I think Sean Doolittle is settling into the role of where he is at as a relief pitcher now. And TJ Antone probably deserves to be in the rotation, but at this point, it might be hard to take him out of the bullpen because you take him out of the bullpen, I don't know who you got behind him. And we always talk about Michael Lorenzen being one of the main guys in this bullpen. All I keep hearing about him is there is no timetable for his return. That whatever he's done to his shoulder is just wacky. Hopefully, he's able to get back here soon. But you keep hearing update after update that's no timetable. So Amir Garrett has to figure it out. Because right now, you can't count on Amir Garrett. And that's not good. And one of the things that is a problem with the idea of the fact that you can't count on him right now, there's a guy who does. And we're going to talk about that guy and what I think his future might hold here in just a minute. But before we talk about that, I wanted to let you know that the best place for all of your sports betting action is betonline.ag. It's the fastest and the easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Check out today. They've got great lines on Major League Baseball. They've got great lines on the NBA. You can even check out the NHL, all the lines that they've got for all of those sports. They even cover award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. And they've also got real-time updated odds and prop bets on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just go to betonline.ag. and enter the promo code Locked On. You'll get 50% added on to that initial deposit. That's betonline.ag and the promo code Locked On. This episode of the Locked On Reds podcast is also brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. They're rings that are sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagements, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. This collection features high quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight, and fairly priced so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. If you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10x10 only at BlueNile.com. The Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey is happening now. Featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason LaCanfora, and Brian Baldinger, our local experts are making their picks for every single team, and they're even doing trades as well. The Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, follow it today. Odyssey is your audio home for all sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. David Bell counts on Amir Garrett. Otherwise, he wouldn't have brought him in, and he wouldn't have brought him in without a backup plan warming up in the bullpen if David Bell didn't count on Amir Garrett. T.J. Antone had pitched a pretty solid eighth inning. Could he have come out in the ninth? Maybe. I don't know. He brought Amir in the traditional, here comes our closer, here comes our guy that is going to shut you down. And he immediately started missing the strike zone. What did I say a couple of podcasts ago? What is one of the biggest pet peeves I've got in life? It's relief pitchers that come in and walk guys. I don't care who you are. I can't stand that. It makes no sense whatsoever. You got to come in. You got to throw strikes. You got to challenge hitters if you're coming in out of the bullpen. And Amir Garrett is coming in trying to paint the corners as much as he possibly can with his slider. I think his first six pitches were all sliders. But the fact that David Bell counts on Amir Garrett tells me a lot about David Bell. Being a manager of a ball club is not just about putting together winning strategies or building winning lineups. It's also about managing egos. And it's only the very best who are able to balance all of that. It feels like the aspect of managing player egos has overwhelmed David Bell. You always hear different players sticking up for him. Oh, they love him. They think he's a great manager. Here's the thing with that, though. He could be a very player-centric manager, but that could cloud his judgment. And later on Wednesday night's game, after Amir blew the save and it was all tied up and everything was all tense, it was like he realized he was over-reliant on worrying about egos, so he switched into strategy mode, and it then turned into the David Bell show. Well, I got to make a substitution here. I got to move this, and I got to do this. Have you ever watched? I'm a big fan of Survivor. You ever watched Survivor, and you watched a guy who's not good at a slide puzzle try to do a slide puzzle? They're moving pieces all around and sliding it here, slide it here, slide it there. The problem with a slide puzzle is if you don't see the bigger picture and you just keep sliding pieces, you're never going to fix the puzzle. You're never going to get the desired outcome. It feels like there are so many more instances where David Bell is just, in close games, he is just tinkering here and tinkering there and trying to move this piece here and trying to slide this over here, and it never works out. I can't even think, I know that there are examples, but I can't think of specific examples where it has worked out. And obviously, you can point to many. Last night, the playoffs, there's been a whole bunch of one-run losses that you can point to and you can say, This was one where he tried and he probably overthought things. And I think with that comes my biggest take of this podcast, or at least of this episode, not of the, you know, whole time doing the podcast, but of today's episode. And that is, I don't think David Bell is the guy. I think that the Reds have told us that because they have basically said, he's managing under a contract year. And they've given him some guys, but they haven't really broken the bank. Not that they were ever going to, but they haven't really gone crazy trying to fill the bullpen with high quality guys. They haven't gone crazy trying to make sure that shortstop was filled competently. Hey, Eugenio Suarez is starting to get there defensively, but with the bat, it seems like for every hit he gets like four or five strikeouts. And that's kind of worrisome. That's been, and kind of a side tangent real fast, a side tangent with that is that here lately, it seems like the guys that you count on, the guys that coming into this season, you figured would be the guys who drive the bus of success for the Reds this season, have been the guys who have let the Reds down the most. And Eugenio Suarez is one of the biggest culprits of that. Now, there's still time. So plenty of games left to get this figured out. But as it stands right now, they have managed to balance out the hot start with what they've done lately as far as going from a positive to a negative. And Suarez is part of that. But David Bell is every bit a part of that too. Because it feels like when you get into close game situations, he overthinks everything. He brings in the wrong relievers. He makes the wrong moves. And I don't believe that he is the right guy for the job anymore. Now, I could eat some crow on that. I could see that being wrong. And if it's wrong, I'll eat crow. But I think I'm finally off the fence here. I think I'm finally to the point of making a decision so where as I stand on a fan basis with David Bell, and I don't think he's the guy. I'm not seeing it yet, and I don't think I'm going to see it. And I think that there will be a new man in charge of the Cincinnati Reds next season. And that's how I'm going to end this podcast. I know I was a lot more realistic, maybe even pessimistic to some, especially compared to my normal optimism. But that's just kind of the thoughts that I had. What I felt after that crazy game last night. Now today, I will be in attendance. I'm going to be at the game. Jeff Hoffman is on the mound going up against Taylor Widener for the Arizona Diamondbacks as the Reds attempt to salvage something from this series. The Arizona Diamondbacks have already won the series. The Diamondbacks have already won the season series. The Reds are literally just trying to salvage something today. The game starts at 12:35. Depending on when you're listening to this, the game might have already happened. Hopefully they won because I'm going to be there. But we're going to react to that and more, and I'm going to expound about it. So we talked about a take that I had about David Bell next year. I'm going to expound on this whole realism idea tomorrow in a little bit of a what if segment. And it's not something that I like to talk about a lot, but I'm going to go there. I'm going to say, what if the Reds are not as good as we thought? We're going to talk about that on tomorrow's podcast. Make sure that you're following the podcast on all the many podcasting providers. That way you don't miss anything I've got coming to you this season. And follow me on Twitter at Jeff Carr with 3 F's and follow the show at Locked On Reds. But that's going to do it for us here today. I will talk to each and every one of you tomorrow.